Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So I'm very excited. We will be live tomorrow morning from Jamestown for the 400th anniversary commemoration of the House of Burgesses. The first meeting in the House of Burgesses at the church in Jamestown. Norman Leahy is the Virginia columnist for the Washington Post, and he joins us now to talk about this event and the political fallout from it. President Trump did confirm at the end of the week that he will be there for one of the two events tomorrow. I think if I'm reading this correctly, Norman, the president speaks sometime during the 10 o'clock ceremony. But Ralph Northam, our governor, has decided he's okay with getting up super early. He's talking at the 7:30 a.m. event. So,
yeah.
I mean, does it surprise you, even though Ralph Northam's a Democrat and Donald Trump's a Republican, and obviously there's no love lost between the two of them, that the governor wouldn't take the ceremonial role a little more seriously and hang around for the president of the United States at an event like this, which is supposed to be nonpartisan?
Well, I think partisanship has really gone by the wayside in this. And quite honestly, it would be extraordinarily difficult, given the things the governor has said about the president, particularly during the 2017 campaign. What was that term? Narcissistic maniac.
Yeah. But, you know, when Ralph Northam used to do Ask the Governor here on WRVA, I asked him about that. And he said, we know there was one morning that he was here. He's like, oh, I was at the White House last night. And the president was very polite. We were very polite to each other. And I appreciated it. So I thought, well, you know what? It's fine. I get politics. You beat up on each other. And of course, you want your side to win. You want to illuminate the differences. But there's some civility. And I thought that was what Ralph Northam was selling to people.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think some other stuff has happened since Mr. Northam's. Yeah, Mr. Northam's most recent political cataclysm. Recent February. But yeah, so he can't really do that. He can't really be there. Interesting, though, that Justin Fairfax will be there, who arguably is in greater peril than the governor, politically at least. And yeah, so it's one of those events where it's the well has been poisoned. The optics are bad. Nobody's happy. It's not going to be what anybody expected. It's certainly not what the organizers intended. So it's basically just another day in our political paradise that is 2019. And I don't see this thing getting any better. Thank heavens it didn't occur during the actual presidential year. Who knows what might have happened. But, for example, this morning in the Richmond Times-Dispatch, Chenille Herring, one of the members of the House Democratic Caucus chair in the House of Delegates, reiterated her reasons for not attending and why so many Democrats will not be attending.
And what'd she say?
And basically saying that those who say that this is highly politicized, that they're throwing a fit, that they have it wrong, that there are legitimate reasons for them not to go. And then that's the usual laundry list of things. The border crisis, separation of families, the Trump's various and sundry remarks, Charlottesville, and on and on and on. And that this is not exactly with him there, this is hardly a celebration of democracy, and it certainly sullies the other unfortunate and deeply disturbing anniversary of 1619, the arrival of the first African slaves to the Commonwealth. So she's out there saying all this stuff. I get it. They've already boxed themselves in. We can't go. This is a reason, a written reason why, and a greater explanation of why they can't go. But I would not expect there to be a lot of bonhomie while you're down there tomorrow.
Yeah, I get it, too. You don't really like representative democracy, and you hate Donald Trump, and you wish you had won in 2016, and you're not mature enough to actually be a responsible representative and show up for the event. And that's That's my take on it. I just don't see how anybody can offer any other explanation. We get it. You hate Donald Trump. I didn't like Barack Obama, but I would have showed up for an event where the president of the United States showed up. I mean, it really is ridiculous for Democrats to behave this way. It's kind of shocking to me in a state like Virginia, where we have prided ourselves for years on a certain level of decorum. I mean, the most basic level of decorum, and all that's being tossed out. So I hope voters are paying attention about who's serious and who's not. But let me ask you about this Riggleman censure movement. I hadn't heard about this. So this is in the 5th District. What happened here?
Well, apparently, it was a while ago, not so long ago, actually. Denver Riggleman, congressman in the 5th District, right, presided over a same-sex marriage. Two men who had volunteered on his campaign, conservative Republicans.
Yeah, I know both of them.
They asked him to officiate. He obliged, and it was kind of a good story. Okay, great, awesome. Apparently, that did not sit well with a few members of the 5th District Republican Committee, who wanted to pass a motion to censure him for presiding at this event, for officiating at this event.
Well, within the Republican Party, censure him within the district?
Well, it would be the local committee censuring him, not the state party.
I see.
So, but again, they're saying that, well, this is against the Republican platform, saying that marriage is between one man and one woman. Riggleman, I think, came back with an awesome answer, saying that I thought Republicans in our creed stood for equality before the law, and quite honestly, love is love, so what have we got? Two people that obviously want to get married, why wouldn't I want to be a part of that? But it's interesting. That really does put him in the vanguard of Republicans in the South. Someone did some checking, I think, for the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. And aside from a judge in Texas in 2016, Riggleman is the first Republican to officiate at one of these ceremonies in the South. So, and Terry McAuliffe famously made a photo op of an event like this in 2014. A couple of days after the Supreme Court ruling, essentially outlawing marriage discrimination. So I give Congressman Riggleman credit for doing this. He did it for friends. He did it for people who had supported him.
That's the crazy thing. He went and found a bunch of liberals and did it. So
it's not like he was looking for a photo op. He did it because, they helped me. They're friends of mine. Why wouldn't I do that? So good for him.
Well, that's my take on it, too. I mean, that puts Denver Riggleman in pretty good company with the former Vice President Dick Cheney and a number of other people that normally conservative Republicans would be loath to criticize. I mean, I guess we're still going to argue over that. At some point, Republicans will have to decide which issues they're going to hold the line on and which ones they're going to reevaluate.
Yeah, you would think they would get to that
biased,
before the November election.
Yeah. All right, Norman Leahy, Virginia columnist for The Washington Post. I always appreciate the chance to talk to you. Maybe we'll talk to you right after tomorrow and see if this is, you know, how this event goes down at Jamestown. We'll be live tomorrow, so I appreciate
it. Okay, great. Have fun down there, John.
Thank you, Norman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.